Hi, my name is Austin. You're listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library, the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
My name is Susie Clausen, and I am thankful for my iPod, my friends, and my family.
Hi, my name is Zachary.
Hi, my name is Caleb.
We are thankful for our bikes.
Hi, my name is Nancy, and I'm thankful for my friends and my family who love and support me for my whole life.
Hi, this is Susan, and I'm thankful for all my children.
I'm thankful for my friends.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm Julie Berry, host of Check It In, Check It Out, here at 105.9 DeBrigg. Why I love the library? Let me see. I love that the library is calm and peaceful. I love that they have the latest newspapers right there to read in a nice, comfy spot. I love that the library assistants are always smiling and helping people. I love the books and the movies and the CDs, and I love that I can do an interlibrary loan if the book isn't in the library where I go. I love the computers where I can email my friends, play a game, or do research. If you don't have a library card, then get on down to your nearest library. There's one in Port Burwell, Springfield, Straffordville, and Elmer. Walk on up to the counter and ask for one. If you live in Elgin County, they will give you a library card for free. $0, 0 cents. Absolutely no money is necessary to have the best little card in the world, a library card. Our first story tonight is a short but very sweet one, read by a little girl by the name of Natalia, who was in the library one afternoon with her mom and her little brother. With a little help, Natalia is going to read Thanks for Thanksgiving by Heather Patterson. The illustrations are beautifully done by Mary Jane Gerber. And here is Natalia.
Thanks for the warm fall sun. Thanks for the outdoor fun. Thanks for the blue fall sky and the sound of the birds goodbye. Thanks for the golden trees. Thanks for the crunch of leaves. Thanks for the northern spies that turn into apple pies. Thanks for the special meal and the loving way we feel. Thanks for the wonderful smell. It's time for the dinner bell. Thanks for the candles gleaming. Thanks for the faces beaming. Thanks for the pumpkins bright. Thanks for the cool fall night. Thanks for Thanksgiving. My name's Natalia, and I'm at the Elmer Library.
Thank you, Natalia. Have you noticed that every single family is different? I remember when my little boy went for his first sleepover to spend the night in a different family's house. He had a pretty good time, but when he was brushing his teeth that night at home, he said to me, "Mommy, why is our toothpaste tube all squiggly and leaky with a crack in it? At Eric's house, their toothpaste is rolled up all neat and tidy with no leaks." Yes, every family is different, and our next story is about two very different families at Thanksgiving. The Perfect Thanksgiving by Eileen Spinelli, illustrated by Joanne Adinolfi. Abigail Archer's family is perfect in every way. Never is this more obvious than on Thanksgiving Day. Their turkey is plump and golden. Their napkins are made of lace. Their table is lit with candles. They all hold hands for grace. Our smoke alarm is wailing. Our turkey burnt as toast. Dad spills the gravy down his shirt. A less than perfect host. Abigail Archer's father serves white meat all around. Everyone takes dainty bites and no one makes a sound. My grandpa chews the gizzards. My brother chomps the wings. My sister slurps, my uncle burps, and Aunt Clarissa sings. Abigail Archer's mother wears organdy and pearls. She decorates their homemade pies with fancy whipped cream swirls. My mother's dressed in blue jeans. Her pies are from the store. Her jello mold a-quivering, a-quivers to the floor. After dinner at Abigail's, after the dishes are done, some of the grown-ups take a walk. Others play chess for fun. After dinner at our house, the dogs sneak off with scraps. Some of the grown-ups watch TV. Others take long naps. Abigail's older cousins read books in velvet chairs. The younger ones bring favorite toys, and everybody shares. My cousins chase around the house. They grab each other's collars. They hop atop the furniture, and everybody hollers. The overnight guests at Abigail's have rooms all to themselves, with chocolates on the pillows and shampoo on the shelves. Our guests bring their own sleeping bags and canvas camping cots. Some guests sleep in the kitchen beside the cooking pots. Abigail Archer's family will sleep straight through the night. They'll have the pleasantest of dreams by starry window light. My family fumbles in the dark, eats leftovers galore, takes bubble baths at 2 a.m., and many of them snore. My family and the Archers are different, this I know. We can't tell peas from green legumes or snails from escargot. But we're alike in one way, the nicest way by far. Alike in just how loving our different families are. Whoa, Abigail Archer's family sounds so peaceful and nice. I'm afraid Thanksgiving at my house is more like the noisy, yelling kind of Thanksgiving, with people all over the place. But, you know, just like in the story, it doesn't matter what kind of Thanksgiving you have. What matters is that you have the people you love and who love you all around the Thanksgiving table, loaded with great things to eat. Speaking of great things, here's Jesse to recommend a good book.
I really recommend that a lot of kids read the 39 Clues. There's a lot of adventure mysteries, and they travel to a whole bunch of different places. It's about two kids that their grandmother dies, and the child family have some secret powers, and the kids are trying to uncover it. On what they are.
What makes a good book for you?
Lots of adventure mysteries and stuff like that.
Now, when I read a good book, I have trouble putting it down. I don't even want to stop reading until I get to the end. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah, lots of times, especially with my mom.
Yeah?
Yeah, she really loves books. She might spend most of the day reading one.
Oh, really?
She doesn't have housework to do.
Oh, that darn housework, eh?
Yeah, that darn housework.
Oh, dear. My funny bone needs a joke because that mention of housework reminded her of scrubbing and cleaning and vacuuming and all that. Here's a good one. What did the mother turkey say to her disobedient children? If your father could see you now, he'd turn over in his gravy.
Hi, my name is Quinn, and I am at the Fred Bodsworth Public Library in Pipperville, Ontario. Check It In, Check It Out is made possible through the generous support of the Elgin County Library, the Southern Ontario Library Service, the Ontario Ministry of Tourism and Culture, and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
Thanks, Quinn, and thanks also to Natalia for her Thanksgiving story and to Jesse for his book recommendation. And now, just because I've got Mary Weeb here, I'm going to try something new. Mary's a library assistant at the Old Town Hall Library in Elmer. So since it's Thanksgiving, Mary, I'm wondering if you could please teach me how to say, "Have a happy Thanksgiving" in Plattdeutsch. How about it?
Sure, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so how do I say, "Have a happy Thanksgiving"?
Habt ein schönes Erntedankfest.
Okay, that first word was?
Habt.
Habt.
Ein schönes.
Ein schönes.
Erntedankfest.
Dankfest. Okay, let me see if I can put that together.
Sure.
Habt ein schein... Wait a minute. Habt ein what?
Habt ein schönes.
Habt ein schönes.
Erntedankfest.
Erntedankfest. Habt ein schönes. Erntedankfest.
Very good.
Okay, everybody, so here's my Plattdeutsch greeting to you for Thanksgiving. Habt ein schönes Erntedankfest.
Very good.
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
I'm Julie Berry. You have been listening to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 DeBrigg here in Elmer, Ontario. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kinga by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham and ich schauf bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield and Port Burwell and ihr könnt krank die, was ihr wollt fahren, die sind alle neu up. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nahen und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mit Halpen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.